We continue our learning Leila Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Rishon Rav Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We're in Sota Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Balo lechtoves haMegillah. Now the Kohen comes to write the scroll. This is what he's writing at several of the psukim, the passages of the parsha of the Sota on the parchment. And we'd like to know, what is he writing on that scroll? Meizu Makom Ukosei. Where does he start from? So there are many psukim there. It speaks about the fact that the Kohen mentions, if this is what's going to happen, if indeed you were disloyal, and this will happen if you will not. So what exactly, and he makes the woman swear, and she responds, amen, amen. So what exactly is written on the Megillah itself? So says the first opinion in the Mishnah, where the psukim say, yutes and chaf, where he says, if you went satis, you strayed while you're under your husband, but ve'eno kosei ve'hishbia ha'kohen es ha'isha, does not write the psukim, which is pasuk chaf aleph, that the kohen is going to make the woman swear, that you don't have to write. He's going to make the woman swear, but that doesn't have to be written on the Megillah. Then what does he write? Ve'kosei v'itein Hashem osach la'alav l'shvua, Hashem should make you for a curse and an oath. Uvo hamayim ha'me'orarim ha'ele b'me'ayach la'tzboz betim lampil yorech, and these waters, which are causes the curse to happen, will enter your body, and the belly, your stomach will bloat, and the thigh will fall. But ve'eno kosei v'amar ha'isha amen amen. But he does not write to the woman. Now she's supposed to answer amen amen, but he does not write that in the Megillah. So this opinion is Rabbi Meir's opinion, who says that what do we write? We write that which is related to the curse or the shvur, the oath she's supposed to take. But if there's anything that's part of an instruction of how to perform this whole ritual of the sota, so that we omit, and therefore when the kohen is instructing, that which is written in the Chumash, that the Kohen instructs the woman that she's supposed to swear, and the fact she's willing, and she accepts the Shavuah with Amen, Amen, V'hishbi'ah Kohen es Isha, that we omit, and Rabbi Meir says this is based on Pasuk Chav Gimel. Because it says there, v'kasavis ha'alos ha'ele ha'kohen ba'sefer. So what does he learn from there? Only the sections that discuss the curses and the oath are part of the scroll, part of the Megillah. Rabbi Yossi omer lo ha'yamafsik. He says no. He says, what do? You don't leave anything out. Meaning, starting from im lo shachav ish v'gomer, where Rabbi Meir says we write up psukim yutes and chaf, and then. Then we write psukim. We leave out the phrase though v'hishbi'ah kohen es ha'isha, which is in pasuk chaf aleph. But then we go back and add on uv yitain Hashem osach la'alav l'shavuah. So that we put in. So according to Rabbi Yossi, no, we don't omit v'hishbi'ah kohen es ha'isha. We write everything. Everything written from psukim yutes through chav beis, we write. Rabbi Yossi says, does it the pasuk say the v'chasaves ha'alos ha'el ha'koin ba'sefer, but Rabbi Yossi says the extra word S teaches us that not only do we write the Allah and the Shavua, but with the instructions of the Kohen to the woman as well, and that which the woman responds, amen, amen, we say as well. And now a third opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, so again, that's Rabbi Yossi says, lo ha'ya mafzik, and Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol atzmo eno kosev, ela yitein Hashem osach la'ala v'lishvua v'gomer uvo ha'mayim ha'ma'arurim ha'ele b'me'ayich v'gomer. But ve'eno kosev ramahisha amen amen. So now he agrees with Rabbi Meir that you leave out amen amen, but he also says we omit something else. He says we're not writing me'im lo shachav isho sachvat ki satistach, because you did this, this is what's going to happen. He says you leave that out too. We certainly leave out v'hishbi'ah ha'kohen, because Rabbi Meir says you leave that out too. Those are the instructions. You leave out amen amen because that is the woman's acceptance. That we leave out as well. But in addition, we even leave out the beginning. Im lo shachavish, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says the only the text of the shvua and the curse, which the Kohen gives the sota, is what we write. And that's it. And you don't write any of the acceptance. And you don't say, if you committed adultery, this is what's going to happen. That is, and the halacha follows the opinion, says the Rambam Hilchos Sota Paragimel, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir, which is really the compromise opinion. We have, which is according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's the least amount, and we made reference to this with the amount of water, how much water. Rabbi Yehuda says, you leap, write the least amount on the Megillah, yeah, therefore only a revius of a log of water. But the opinion of Rabbi Meir is that we write not everything. We leave out the instructions, but the oath and the curse, etc., we do right. Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Eino kosev lo al haluach, v'lo al haniyar, v'lo al diftara, el al Megillah. You cannot write this, the scroll we're using, the parchment we're using, it can't be, has to be parchment. It can't be written on luach, which is a wooden tablet, on niyar, which is papyrus in those days. Diftara is what we call cloth, but before it's cloth, meaning before it's processed, it's called diftara. After it's processed, we call it cloth. Elo ala Megillah, it has to be on a Megillah, on a real scroll that's been processed, parchment, which is washed in Amar, ba-sefer, because it says you're supposed to write this in a sefer. So based on that, it has the halachic status of a sefer. There, if ain't no safe low, and that's in terms of the parchment upon which we write it on. What agents am I using to write it with? What so if ain't no safe low by komos? So we have this in Maseches Megillah and other, in Maseches Gittin. We speak about different types of inks. So you're not allowed to use komos, which is gum, sap of a tree which diluted in water. Velo vakantom, which is vitriol, which is a greenish color. From chomrei nechoshes, from copper, velo v'chol davar sheroshem, and nor with any substance that's going to leave a mark, which means elabadio, which means the ink that you use to write this Megillah has to have ingredients that will allow the ink to be erased completely. So any substance that's going to leave the ink a little bit around, it has to be able to be erased. That's exactly what we're doing. So if it and so an ink can be erased, but these other materials will not, substance will not erase, and therefore we should not use the komos and the kankanto. Elo vadio only do. Shneimar umacha, as the pasuk says, ksav sheyachol lihimachek. It should be something that can dissolve, something that can be that can be wiped away. So and therefore it has to, remember, after the Sota Megillah was written, the Kohen dipped that Megillah into the water that was in that earthenware cup, if you remember, and he erased the writing in the water. So it has to, he has to dissolve what he wrote. So obviously it means it has to be writing that can completely be erased without any trace. The Mishnah doesn't mention them, but the Gemara has also, the Halachos include other things. For example, when we speak about parchment, so the Sefer Torah, we have those lines that are scored on them, that Sirtut. Sirtut is actually one of the third and nine malachos. The Mishnah doesn't mention it on Ayin Gimel, but the Gemara assumes that Ma'abed and Moleach, tanning and salting, is really one and the same, and that leaves over 38. Sirtut, scoring lines, is a malach on Shabbos. That's also what we do on a Sefer Torah, and that's what we should do as well when we to write the Parshios. You need Sirtut. What else? It has to be written, at least according to Rashi, in one column. What is one column? So Rashi says, really one column. If it's two column, it's not going to be kosher. And Tosis and others say no. What the Gemara means, it doesn't mean that it has to be one column, but the text of the Megillah can't be written on two separate pieces of parchment. They have to be in one column, means on the same, it could be two columns, but it has to be in the same parchment. Number three, it can't be written lemafreya, can't be written out of order. So the psukim have to be in the proper order. It has to be written, number four, during the daytime. And finally, it has to be written lishma, the same way we write a get, l'shem this man and this woman. It has to be written for a specific woman. It's written for another sota, wasn't used. It cannot be now used for a different sota. This is all in the Rambam in Hilchos Sota, Perek Dalet.